Dr. Pinsky dictating a female IME on February 28th regarding Sharon, S-H-A-R-O-N, Crow, K-R-O-H. As you know, I previously evaluated Ms. Crow as described in my report of 8-11-20. Appeared she is now a 49-year-old woman who again reports she was injured at work on 8-30-18. Appeared a heavy machine weighing more than 250 pounds fell off a cart onto her right knee. But as a result, she believes she injured her right knee and left hand, but and did go to the emergency room afterwards, period. She had further evaluation, but remains unaware of her final diagnosis. Period, she now describes she did undergo surgery on her right knee, but cannot remember the name of her physician. Period. She's no longer receiving any active treatment. Period, new paragraph. I was already in receipt of most of the documentation you have now provided. Appeared amongst what is new is a report from Dr. Gupta, whose appropriate contents, applicable contents, will be inserted here as marked. Period. He additionally performed X-rays of the right knee that demonstrated mild patellofemoral compartment degenerative changes with no obvious fractures or subluxations. Period. He rendered a diagnosis of right knee degenerative joint disease with contusion and chronic pain. But he explained there's chronicity of symptoms which have changed and are now vague and different compared to previously. Period. While the patient relates pain started from a work accident, her prior and current symptoms have not correlated with an MRI obtained initially. Paired this, in combination with increased symptom expression on exam today, led him to believe this is no longer a musculoskeletal / orthopedic issue, and there may be another underlying element, including but not limited to neuropathic pain. Period. He opined further treatment was needed, including a consultation with a pain management specialist. Period. He explained her initial MRI showed a medial meniscal tear, but she was never symptomatic over that area, and again today relates no focal symptoms medially. Period. Therefore, he did not believe an orthopedic surgical consultation is warranted. Period. He expanded that she is able to work, and in fact had already been working as a pharmacy technician at the hospital. Period. He recommended restrictions consistent with those gleaned from her functional capacity evaluation and at her last visit with him in June 2019. Period. New paragraph. On 3/9/21, Ms. Crow was seen by pain specialist Dr. Saxteen. Period. His impression was right knee injury, which now has neuropathic components, and did have findings that may be consistent with complex regional pain syndrome. Period. He believed diagnostic lumbar sympathetic blocks were indicated. Period. She was to continue on naproxen, and he ordered pregabalin, as she was unable to tolerate gabapentin in the past. Period. Had another visit on 5/11/21 via telemedicine. Period. She had been unable to get the sympathetic blocks done because she was not able to get time off work and she did not receive the medications. Period. Essentially nothing had changed. Period. Dr. Saxteen reordered the sympathetic blocks, scheduling them a month out in order to give enough notice to her employer. Period. He also reordered her medications and allowed her to continue to work full and restricted duty. Period. New paragraph. On 7/2/21, she underwent pre-op / pre-injection COVID testing. Period. On 7/8/21, she submitted to a lumbar sympathetic nerve block on the right. Period. She followed up on 8/24/21, noting 60% improvement afterwards. Period. On 9/9/21, she underwent another sympathetic nerve block. Period. At the visit of 9/24/21, she reported 20% improvement of her pain. Period. She would proceed with the third diagnostic nerve block as she continued to report right knee pain. Period, she also reported improvement in her pain with pregabalin at bedtime. So it was renewed. Period, she underwent her third diagnostic nerve block on 11-11-21. Period, she reported 10% improvement at her last visit with Dr. Saxian on 11-23-21. Period, at that time, they discussed a spinal cord stimulator. Period, this was not implanted. Physical exam. Extremities upper normal, extremities lower. Inspection revealed bulky venous varicosities on the right medial lower leg that were tender to palpation. Period. On the left upper calf was an area of ecchymosis that she attributed to striking it. Period. Motion of the right knee was guarded. Period, went supine. It was 0 to 55 degrees of flexion and went prone from 0 to 60 degrees of flexion without crepitus or tenderness. Period. Motion of the left knee as well as both hips and ankles was full on all planes without crepitus or tenderness. Period. Modified provocative maneuvers of the knees were negative. Cervical normal, thoracic normal, lumbosacral. She ambulated with what appeared to be an exaggerated limp on the right, but did not use a handheld assistive device for ambulation. Period, she was able to walk on her heels fluidly. Period, she had difficulty standing on her toes. Period, she changed positions fluidly and was able to squat to 75 degrees and rise. Period, impressions. Renee Crow was injured at work on 8/30/18, as marked in my previous impressions section. Period. Since evaluated here, Ms. Crow returned to the orthopedic care of Dr. Gupta. Period, he diagnosed her with degenerative joint disease and a contusion of the knee. Period, however, her symptoms did not correlate with the MRI findings or her physical exam. Period, she then was seen by pain specialist Dr. Saxton and accepted a series of nerve block injections with relief. Period. Ultimately, they discussed a possible spinal cord stimulator, but this was not implanted. Period. New paragraph, the current clinical exam of Ms. Crow again found her to be obese. Period, she had decreased range of motion of the right knee, similar to that which was found before. Period. She did have bruising on the left calf, whereas in the previous exam it was on the right. Period. Modified provocative maneuvers were negative for instability or internal derangement. Period, she ambulated with what appeared to be an exaggerated limp on the right, but did not utilize a handheld assistive device for ambulation. Period, new paragraph. My opinions relative to permanency and causation will be inserted here, also as marked from my impressions section. Period. End.